I'm wondering if we need to start having sex ed instruction in the church for both parents and their kids. Parents, what do you think? Have we let the sexual revolution get so far ahead of us that we're losing our kids? Welcome to the podcast. This is part two of a series I started last time, and we just talked a bit about the sexual revolution and how the dogma of the LGBTQ plus community seeks to establish itself as the only source of truth for our kids and for our culture. And often Christians are afraid to speak up because the pressure to conform has become enormous. And sometimes we have been guilty, I think, of retreating into our homes where we console ourselves in our safe place. And this, of course, leaves the public square unengaged, and much ground has been lost. So much so that we find that one cannot even disagree with this agenda without receiving accusations of bigotry and hatred. Now, I have kids who attend school here in town, and the sex ed classes in those schools teach that being homosexual or transgender, they teach that this is normal, that it is good, and it needs to be fully affirmed. They teach that you decide for yourself what gender you are, what you want to be, what kind of gender you are attracted to, and that your gender or gender attraction can change at any time. It's up to you. Of course, this has led to confusion, a lot of confusion about who is allowed to use which bathroom. And in these schools, boys have used the girls' bathrooms and girls have used the boys' bathrooms. And it's been said that nowadays you can enter sex ed class knowing the difference between a girl and a boy and leave that class an hour later no longer knowing the difference between a girl and a boy. And we've also, on top of that, have had a number of instances in our schools where highly inappropriate movies have been shown in class to the kids, some that were even R-rated in some provinces. Extreme violence, intense sexuality, and even scenes of sexual assault have been shown to minors in class. Young kids exposed to graphic depictions and descriptions of all kinds of sex and violence. Of course, you're allowed to excuse your child from the class, which unfortunately really only succeeds at alienating them from the rest of the class, from the teachers, and sets them up just to be singled out. And sometimes they're bullied. And there's so much wrong here, and of course we could go into a long discourse about these things, the logical inconsistencies, some of the inaccurate information that is being taught in sex ed and so forth, but rather I want to say this. Everybody knows what's going on. The teachers know. The authorities, they know. You can be sure the kids have figured out what's going on. Everybody knows the agenda and the goal. We can hide behind words like education and fairness, respect, equality, but in reality, everyone knows what is actually happening. And I think it's time we take a hard look at this reality and simply call a spade a spade. Now, let me be also quick to add on that there have been many great teachers and educators out there in our public schools for my kids. My kids have benefited greatly by some wonderful teachers who I am so grateful for, and thank you to all who genuinely care for the kids and for all the hard work you put in. You are truly wonderful people. We're blessed to have you teach our children. But all of this leads me to the question that I have today. Should we have our own sex ed classes here at church to help counter this overwhelming cultural pressure to conform to the LGBTQ plus agenda? Is this something that parents would benefit from? And I'm talking to parents who homeschool as well as those who send their kids to public school. As parents, we have the responsibility to train up our kids in the way that they should go, and I think many are daunted with this challenge. One thing that was important to my wife and me when we were raising our kids was that we wanted to get ahead of what our kids were hearing at school, both in the classroom and on the playground. We wanted to be the ones who would first introduce them to right and safe thinking about sex so that they were prepared when they heard things at school instead of us having to always be correcting what they have heard and constantly be on the defensive. We wanted to be on the offensive and get there first. But what we found was that in order to do that, we had to teach them at a much younger age than we wanted to, we would have normally, because they were already getting a lot of bad teaching and input at school, even at a very young age, and so that was really difficult. So I'm wondering if it would be of benefit to have a series of classes at church, both equipping parents and training kids about sexuality according to the values and teaching of the Bible. I'm not advocating that we abandon our school system necessarily, but I would much rather abandon it than abandon our kids. More and more, I can see why parents choose to homeschool. I think there can be great value there. But even homeschool kids are going to face this problem in life, obviously. The pressures of society and our culture. They get input from friends, from media, entertainment, books, whatever. And so all kids are being exposed to this agenda and this kind of teaching. And as parents, we need to be aware and wise about what our kids are being exposed to and what they will be exposed to in the future. We need to be aware of who is teaching our kids, both at home and in the public square, on the internet, and so on. We need to be proactive in teaching our kids, not just biblical truths removed from the public square, but biblical truths applied to the public square. The kingdom of God is not intended to retreat, but to advance. And it does so. It does so in peace and in love. It does so with the power of the gospel on the authority of Scripture. I have no interest in forcing anyone to be a Christian, but nor do I think that anyone has the right to force their values on my kids, at least not without challenge. So parents, however you decide to move forward, do not neglect your biblical responsibility to train your children.
If something in this episode struck you, you can always email me at chad@cornerstonebiblechurch.ca. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Chad. We'll talk to you soon.